This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A fire tore through a handbag factory in India's capital of New Delhi on Sunday morning, killing at least 43 people. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Government officials said the factory was making handbags, and raw materials stored inside allowed the blaze to spread quickly in the early hours of Sunday morning. The six-story building is located in a congested residential area, and the narrow streets made it difficult for emergency services to get access. On Sunday morning, officials said they had rescued 50 people. The cause of death, a doctor at one of the nearby hospitals said, was generally extreme gas intake or suffocation.
That was Reuters reporter David Doyle. One of the organizers of the protest, which took place in Hong Kong Sunday, said that he estimates 800,000 people were on the streets. Eric Lai said those who came out were committed to achieving their goals.
People are resilient and people are persistent to the five demands. And Carrie Lam needs to take this into consideration and should set up an independence commission of inquiry as soon as possible.
The demonstrations were a mass show of support for a protest movement that shows no signs of flagging as it enters its seventh month. Protesters form a huge human snake winding for blocks on Hong Kong Island from the Causeway Bay shopping area to the central business district. Crowds were so large and dense that the march ground to a standstill at times. North Korea said it carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site that reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it at the start of denuclearization talks with the United States last year. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of negotiations by year's end. U.S. President Donald Trump warned North Korea against any regrettable actions. This is VOA News.